It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The Gila, New Mexico's last free-flowing river, is on the list of America's most endangered rivers of 2019. Emily Guerra talked with former Interstate Stream Commission Director and Gila River Advocate Norm Gaum.
It's a unique wild river. It has a largely intact ecosystem. It's home to 7 endangered species that are listed by the federal government, 2 snakes, 2 fishes, 2 birds, and a frog. Climate change is going to impact this river substantially, but the trigger is this diversion project, which would destroy the wild character of the river and damage the ecosystem.
And how does it affect the fish and the wildlife habitat?
Well, these endangered species depend on the extreme variability of the river for their habitats. And the project would affect that in 2 ways. One, it would tend to regulate the river more, and it would also introduce predators for the river because the water storage ponds that they propose would be home for predators that would treat these endangered species as their food.
And what predators would those be?
Well, specifically, it's bullfrog and crayfish and some other trash fish that eat the little native fish.
And what is the project?
Well, as I said, this project has been evolving over the last 15 years. It was authorized in 2004, and the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission, which is New Mexico's water planning and development agency, I used to be the director of it, did a number of studies. Governor Richardson was opposed to the project, but after he left office, their work began in earnest. And they were close to their deadline that's established in the federal law. By the end of 2014, the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission was required to tell the Secretary of the Interior whether or not it intended to build this diversion project. By that time, all of its ideas had fallen apart. Its major idea was determined to cost $1 billion to develop a tiny little amount of water. And so when the deadline arose, they didn't have a project. All they had was the desire to build a project. So they notified the Secretary of the Interior that they wished to proceed, and then they basically handed it over to a local proponents group, which the state of New Mexico formed. It's called the New Mexico Central Arizona Project Entity. And this group has been working since 2015 to try to define a project to develop the water right that the federal government awarded in this 2004 federal law.
And these water rights were going to the copper mines?
No. One of the problems that the Interstate Stream Commission was supposed to address is who would get the water. Because, well, in the western United States, water rights are awarded by seniority when the water was first put to beneficial use. The water right that the federal government awarded to the state of New Mexico is a strange right because it's the most junior right on the river. And in order to divert water from the Gila River, New Mexico must first pay the federal government $160 an acre foot to pump water from the Colorado River across the state of Arizona and deliver it to the Gila River to replace the water that New Mexico would take out upstream. So it's all very complicated. It's all very expensive. And ever since this New Mexico CAP entity, the local proponents group, was formed in 2015, they've been trying to define a project that would make sense. And they have utterly failed to do that. And they have a deadline that's approaching. By the end of 2019, the federal government must complete an environmental impact statement, a comprehensive analysis of the project and its impacts on the environment and the economics of the project. Well, the New Mexico CAP entity held an emergency meeting because 2 things had happened. One, they had gotten a letter from the Bureau of Reclamation, which is preparing this environmental impact statement, that they could not finish it by the deadline that's set in law. And if they don't finish it by the deadline that's set in law, then additional federal funding that was awarded in the law goes away. It's no longer there. And the other thing that had happened is Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham had vetoed $1.7 million of funding that they need to finish the environmental impact statement. So at this point, there is really no way for them to get that done.
So then how is this going to affect our communities?
I think there you have to get back to the value of the river itself. This is New Mexico's last wild river. It has an intact ecosystem. Scientists say that this is a reference river, that the rivers have been so altered by development and by taking water out of them that there are no rivers that are effectively unaffected except the Gila. So it's valuable for that sense.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Norm Gom at our website, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.